This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A big issue this campaign is Donald Trump's wall along the southern border. Meanwhile, the infrastructure at many of America's legal ports of entry has fallen behind. Private companies and local governments have to some extent stepped in. From KJZZ's Frontera desk, Monica Ortiz-Ribe reports.
It takes 200 cargo trucks per day to move thousands of Dell computers assembled at a massive factory in Mexico into the United States. The trucks drive into Santa Teresa, New Mexico. Carl Laskas heads up global trade for Dell. He says the company also needs to move materials south to assemble its computers.
For some time, Dell has been anxious to increase the volume going southbound to its manufacturing facility in Mexico.
The one thing holding the company back? Limited hours at the port of entry. That began to change when Dell signed on to a program hosted by U.S. Customs and Border Protection that allows private companies and local governments to reimburse the feds for additional services. Dell, for example, refunds officer overtime so the border crossing at Santa Teresa can stay open extra hours on weeknights. The company started this partnership in January.
We initially anticipated a 15% increase in volume, and we're exceeding that.
Other participants in the reimbursable services program include airports and seaports nationwide. The city of El Paso uses toll money from its international border crossing to keep busy commuter lanes fully staffed on weekdays. Matthew McElroy is the director of international bridges for the city of El Paso.
Nobody likes to wait in line. We need to keep pushing to find more and more ways to reduce wait times.
Others have used the program to pay for construction of additional cargo lanes or new inspection facilities. Chris Sullivan is the director of alternative funding for U.S. Customs.
Public-private partnerships are the wave of the future, in my opinion, because we're just trying to do more with less.
In the last 3 years, Sullivan says the program has helped reduce wait times at participating ports of entry by an average of 30%. I'm Monica Ortiz-Uribe for Marketplace.